Chapter 5, Components. This chapter describes the components of the Global MD system. The chapter begins with an overview of the components of the Global MD system. The chapter then describes in detail the components of the Global MD system by domain and how they work collectively to defeat threat ballistic missiles. The chapter concludes with a discussion of the battle management elements, consisting of various systems, that enable the components to work together. Component Overview. Global MD uses a variety of service-unique sensors, which provide target search, acquisition, track data, classification, discrimination, and communication support for Global MD. Track data is the summary information used to indicate the successive positions of a moving object that describes the trajectory of a ballistic missile around the Earth. System track data includes state vectors, a grouping of mathematical values to describe the three-dimensional location, direction, and speed of an object in relation to the Earth's surface, and discrimination estimates that account for and correlate the data provided by different sensors. Classification is the capability to categorize a target based on observed characteristics. Categories include RV-like, non-RV-like, tank-like, and debris-like objects. Lower-frequency radars typically accomplish classification of a threat. Discrimination is the capability to positively determine a target based on observed characteristics. The type of target based on target features, distinguishing between RVs, fragments, canisters, fuel tanks, decoys, and other objects. Sensors that contribute to the layered Global MD include SBIRS, UEWRs, Cobra Dane, SBX radar, AN-TPY-2 FBM systems, and the LEADER. Systems with sensors and interceptors that contribute to the layered Global MD include Patriot, THAAD, Aegis BMD, Aegis Ashore, and GMD. Collectively, these elements contribute to the defeat engagement mechanism with the ability to locate, select, and defeat the incoming RV. BMD contributing sensors make up a system of systems consisting of multiple early warning sensors on land, in space, and at sea that provide data to enhance engagement operations. Global MD sensors provide synchronization and integration of capabilities to destroy or disrupt a ballistic missile attack. Early warning sensors are a key element to defense of United States homeland. Land domain. The land-based elements that enable the Global MD mission are the Aegis Ashore, AN-TPY-2 FBM system, GMD, Patriot, THAAD, Theater Event System elements, the UEWRs, and the Cobra Dane radar. The Patriot and THAAD systems are both mobile, forward-deployed systems. The AN-TPY-2 FBM system is a transportable, forward-deployed system. The UEWR, Cobra Dane radar, and LEADER sensors support long-range surveillance and tracking. These systems provide early target characterization and tracking information, permitting launch of a correctly tailored interceptor package during mid-course intercepts for GMD. Aegis Ashore Missile Defense. The Aegis Ashore system is designed to protect United States deployed forces and NATO allies in Europe against the threat of MRBM and IRBM attack. The Aegis Ashore is very similar to the sea-based version of the Aegis weapons system, using the same detection radar, interceptors, software, and engagement procedures. Aegis Ashore provides long-range surveillance and tracking capability to support BMD engagements. The Aegis Ashore weapons system with the Standard Missile 3 provides intercept against SRBMs, MRBMs, and IRBMs. The antenna array provides wide-angle coverage, and the AN-SPY-1 data provides sufficient target information to launch the system's interceptors. During a nominal engagement, the target data is used to cue other Global MD elements. Aegis Ashore weapons system may receive cues directly from other sensor data and determines classification quality information during late boost and early mid-course phase of a ballistic missile trajectory. Aegis Ashore weapons system is equipped with the AN-SPY-1 radar, is an S-band phased array system. The AN Spy 1 can achieve acquisition of the threat through autonomous search using pre-planned search sectors queuing from cyber sensors or queuing from other global MD elements such as other Aegis BMD ships or AN Tippy 2 FBM system. Once a threat is acquired, the Aegis Ashore weapon system continues to track the target to the maximum extent of the AN Spy 1 radar or until manual operator action is initiated. Planning for use of Aegis Ashore weapon system to support homeland defense requires additional considerations when compared to other global MD elements. AN Tippy 2 forward-based mode system operations. The AN Tippy 2 FBM system is a United States Army transportable surveillance system that complements other DoD sensor systems to provide detection and tracking of missile launches originating within a system's field of view. It is a forward-based, multi-role radar system that supports the defense of the United States homeland and theater forces from ballistic missile attacks. The sensor management functions configures and controls the AN Tippy 2 FBM system using C2BMC. The AN Tippy 2 FBM system provides continuous processing of near real-time warning and alerting of ballistic missile threats that pass through the sensor's field of view. It is a high-resolution, medium-to-long-range search and target acquisition phased array radar operating in the X-band. The sensor is capable of providing early warning, target type classification, engagement quality data, external sensor queuing, launch location, and target impact point estimates. Data is transmitted and available to combatant commanders for the protection of military assets, civilian populations, and geopolitical centers. Dissemination of data uses existing worldwide communications networks and those available within theater. The AN Tippy 2 FBM system has a wide field of view. It is capable of simultaneously supporting theater, cross-AOR, and homeland defense. The radar provides engagement quality track data through C2BMC to Aegis BMD and GMD. It is capable of discriminating between RVs and debris for Aegis BMD, but cannot discriminate between RVs and debris due to its location relative to RV separation in regards to homeland defense. The AN Tippy 2 FBM system automatically performs object classification, such as RV, tank, bus, decoy, chaff, or junk, with no operator intervention required under nominal conditions. The AN Tippy 2 FBM system design supports cross-queuing of detection and track data with other sensors. The AN Tippy 2 FBM system provides object track information to the Tactical Data Link, TDL, or Link 16 communications network, and provides queuing data to Aegis BMD and SBX. Other missions may include support to theater warning, support to targeting operations for global strike, theater attack operations, and queuing and tracking support to theater BMD operations. Note, refer to ATP 3-27.5 for additional information on AN Tippy 2 FBM system operations. AN Tippy 2 system. The AN Tippy 2 system is used in two distinctly different configurations for two different missions. When it is used as an integral part of the THAAD system, it is said to be in terminal mode operations. When it is used as a standalone surveillance and warning sensor, it is said to be in FBM operations. The AN Tippy 2 FBM system uses the same primary mission equipment as the terminal mode radar. However, the systems have different software, operating logic, and communications packages to accomplish their two different missions. Both systems have the same power requirements and use different power sources. THAAD is also equipped with organic fire control system launchers and interceptors. The common equipment for both THAAD and FBM operations are antenna equipment unit, electronics equipment unit, cooling equipment unit. Note, if an AN Tippy 2 FBM system is used as a theater-only sensor, the radar may not be linked into the global MD system, and it does not contribute to cross-AOR operations or to United States homeland defense. Ground-based mid-course defense. The ground-based mid-course defense is a surface-to-air ballistic MD system for exo-atmospheric mid-course phase interception of long-range ballistic missiles using the ground-based interceptors, JP3-01. GMD weapons system is a hit-to-kill operationally deployed BMD program to defend the homeland against limited long-range ballistic missile attacks. The system uses early detection and tracking during the boost phase, mid-course target classification and discrimination to provide precision intercept and destruction of inbound IRBMs or ICBMs. GMD uses multiple sensors, communication systems, fire control capabilities, and ground-based interceptors, GBI, that are capable of detecting, tracking, and destroying IRBMs and ICBMs during the mid-course phase of flight. The ground system is made up of the GFC in-flight interceptor communication system, a launch support system, the leader, and GMD communications network. The GFC orchestrates the battle and is staffed by soldiers who operate the GFC system. The GMD communications network links the components of the system together to provide seamless information exchange via fiber optic cables and satellites. The GMD system communicates with an exo-atmospheric kill vehicle, EKV, during flight. The launch support system communicates with the GBI on the ground and passes information between the GFC and the GBIs. The GBI is comprised of a boost vehicle, booster avionics module, and the EKV. The EKV uses the kinetic energy from a direct hit on the incoming RV to destroy it. The EKV is a sensor propulsion package that collides with the oncoming target. The GFC system components consist of the hardware, software, and communication systems necessary for planning, tasking, and controlling the GMD components during threat engagements before a GBI is released for launch. It must have a TEW and a fire solution calculated by the GFC. Additionally, a detected ballistic missile must be identified as a threat to the United States homeland and direction given by a weapons release authority to launch an interceptor. When authorized, the GBI flies toward a projected intercept point and release the EKV when the booster has burned out. The EKV adjusts its position if it receives updated track data via in-flight target updates. The EKV uses onboard sensors to detect the threat cluster and performs discrimination to acquire the likely RV. The EKV maneuvers itself to collide with the RV, destroying the RV with a kinetic impact. Human-in-control capabilities allow real-time battle changes to meet commander's intent and pre-approved shot doctrine as the battle evolves. Once a determination is made, the engagement criteria are met, the Weapons Release Authority authorizes weapons free, and the U.S. NORTHCOM MD officer passes weapons free authorization to the Missile Defense Element, MDE, crew director, who ensures the Fire Direction Center, FDC, initiates an engagement sequence for each threat. Sensors support the GMD by providing data the system relies upon to calculate a firing solution. The sensors that provide data to the GMD are the SBIRS, Aegis BMD, the AN-TPY-2FBM system, UEWRs, Cobra Dane Radar, and LEADER. The SBX provides support to GMD operations if it is in a position to detect an actual IRBM or ICBM launch. The GFC provides predictive engagement planning and automated execution as soon as the GBIs are made available to the GFC for execution. Based on input from global MD elements, the computers assess the trajectory of the incoming threat, identifies a predicted impact location, and determines the best firing solution from all available elements. Missile Defense Element and Fire Direction Center. The MDE and FDC crews are organized and operated similarly and cooperatively conduct the operational level execution of the GMD mission. The FDC manages resources and executes operations against the current threats. The MDE directs the tactical fight through the FDC crews, synchronizes operations between the MDE and the FDC, and provides operational and tactical recommendations to the Commander U.S. NORTHCOM, Crews at the MDE and FDC operate independently of each other should either crew become incapacitated and unable to participate. Note, refer to ATP 3-27.3 for additional information on GMD operations. Patriot Missile. The Patriot weapons system provides a coordinated, secure, integrated, battalion-level mobile air defense system that contributes to the layered defenses of Global MD. A Patriot battalion is capable of defending assets in support of joint forces against CRBM, SRBM, MRBM, and a variety of air threats. A Patriot battalion has automatic data processing and communications capabilities to communicate with other networked BMD systems. It also has interfaces allowing integration with other weapons and surveillance systems. A Patriot battalion is normally assigned to an air defense artillery brigade at theater or corps level and is configured to interoperate with the AMD planning control system at the brigade. Placement of Patriot batteries is driven by the defense of specific assets or area and not by strategic placement to maximize defense. The Patriot radar set provides three-dimensional airspace surveillance, target detection, discrimination, identification, classification, simultaneous tracking of targets, missile guidance, and engagement support. Patriot radars are the most capable sensors and the only sensors currently able to provide fire control quality data against ballistic missile threats other than the AN/TPY-2. The Patriot launching stations house, transport, store, and fire Patriot missiles, the third-generation family of missiles with Patriot advanced capability known as PAC-3, was designed with the primary mission to counter the SRBM threats. Due to the short flight times of SRBMs, the TEW of a Patriot is very short compared to other BMD weapon systems. Patriot batteries can be configured with a mix of missiles. The missile configuration of each battery is based on the threat as determined through analysis using mission variables. Patriot is transitioning from its system-specific C2 system to IBCS. The current Patriot C2 system consists of C2 components at battalion and battery levels, such as the Information and Coordination Central and the Engagement Control Station, that distribute and collectively accomplish engagement operations. IBCS will provide a common C2 capability across all air defense artillery forces and allow Patriot to defend more assets with the same number of systems. The objective of Patriot defense planning is to maximize protection of the force and designated assets in accordance with the commander's intent and priorities. AAMDCs and Air Defense Artillery Brigades collaborate in the development of defense plans in order to best allocate Patriot forces. AMD planning is a top-down interactive process that covers the full range of AMD operations from the JFC to the battery level. Patriot defense planning is a distributed process capable of being performed at all air defense artillery echelons. Note, refer to ATP 3-01.87 for additional information on Patriot operations. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. The THAAD system, as a component of the Global MD, supports theater and cross-AOR operations. THAAD provides endo-atmospheric and exo-atmospheric engagements of MRBMs in the terminal phase. Due to the short flight times and MRBMs, coupled with THAAD's design to intercept ballistic missiles in the terminal phase of flight, yields a TEW for THAAD that is longer than a Patriot's, but shorter than the Aegis BMD and GMD weapon systems. The THAAD battery is deployable worldwide, providing anti-ballistic missile capability for any joint area of operations. The battery contains 6 launchers, an AN/TPY-2 terminal mode radar, and THAAD fire control and communications equipment. The THAAD radar is capable of tracking multiple objects to include multiple interceptors during engagements. The launcher is a mobile, vehicle-mounted, stabilized missile launch platform carrying a pallet of missiles. The launcher has a high rate of fire and can be rapidly reloaded. THAAD interceptors destroy incoming threat warheads with a lethal high-energy impact, hit-to-kill, at long ranges and high altitudes. The THAAD Fire Control and Communications Equipment provides capabilities to conduct THAAD battery operations. This equipment integrates the launchers and the radar and provides the planning, control, coordination, execution, and communications necessary to fulfill the THAAD battery mission. The THAAD Fire Control and Communications Equipment is interoperable with external AMD and intelligence systems and agencies. THAAD employment is included in the Theater AADP, which may include an action plan that describes the command relationships and procedures to transition THAAD to a global MD role in support of strategic priorities. The AAMDC is responsible for THAAD planning and integration into the AADP. All global MD planning must be coordinated and integrated with the combatant command plans and reflect Secretary of Defense priorities. The AADC is responsible to establish communications with the GMD communications network. THAAD has the ability to modify the defense design to a point defense or multiple point defense for interceptor conservation purposes. The AAMDC deploys into an AOR and conducts joint theater AMD in support of designated operations plans and contingency operations. The AAMDC provides sensor management support for global MD utilizing C2BMC operations. The active defense and passive defense cells of the AAMDC consist of two Air Defense System Integrator remote monitor workstations with a tactical situational display, an AMD workstation, an Army Combatant Command Joint Warning and Reporting Network display, processing display system migration, and laptop computers. Note, refer to ATP 3-01.91 for additional information on THAAD operations. Theater Event System. One of the primary missions of the U.S. SPACECOM is to provide space-based missile warning to United States forces worldwide. The Theater Event System receives and processes OPIR sensor data, then provides imminent attack notification for duck and cover protection. The mission of the Theater Event System is to provide in-theater processing of direct downlink OPIR data in near real time and disseminate early warning notification for combatant commander and JFC. Theater missile warning units provide in-theater processing of ballistic missile launches and disseminate notification of the impact prediction location throughout the depths of the forces as a force protection measure. Theater missile warning units are stationed at central locations to facilitate immediate message dissemination of detected missile threats. The resulting information is disseminated to forces using a variety of methods, including the Common Interactive Broadcast, Link 16, and the Global Command and Control System, Joint. The Theater Event System units provides timely, accurate, and assured warning through existing communication systems to combatant commanders and JFCs in accordance with combatant commander operational plans and combined space tasking orders. The units receive direct downlink signals from OPIR sensors, detection of ballistic missile launches, and process the data to determine if it is a threat. They disseminate notification messages to JFCs, Tier 1 command centers, forward joint forces, and other interested units. Notifications are disseminated to Tier 2 command centers, operation centers, and command posts to ensure all forces are aware of an impending impact on their vicinity. Note, refer to ATP 3-14.5 for additional information on joint tactical ground station operations. Upgraded Early Warning Radars. UEWR are ground-based radars that provide notification of missile warning attacks against North America and Europe. The UEWR systems have a co-primary mission to provide missile tracking data for the GFC. UEWRs report and receive data via worldwide communications networks and provide track data into the BMD communications network. UEWR support three missions: integrated tactical warning and attack assessment, global MD, space domain awareness. UEWRs were modified from Ballistic Missile Early Warning System, known as BMUS, and PAVE, Phased Array Warning System, known as PAWS. The early warning radars converted to UEWRs were designed to detect, track, and provide target classification data on SLBM, IRBM, and ICBM attack against the United States. The UEWR's radars are located at Flyingdales, United Kingdom. This is a three-faced system looking over the polar region. The Flyingdales system is operated by the British Royal Air Force. Bedefeek Space Base Air Base, Greenland. This is a two-faced system looking over the polar region. Clear, Alaska. This is a two-faced system looking over the eastern polar region. Beale Space Force Base, California. This radar is a two-faced phased array radar system. This radar provides coverage over the Pacific Ocean from the southwest portion of the United States and Mexico up to the southern portion of Alaska. Cape Cod Joint Base Cape Cod, Massachusetts. This radar is a two-faced phased array radar system. It provides with coverage over the Atlantic Ocean from the Gulf of Mexico to Greenland. Cobra Dane. The Cobra Dane radar is a ground-based national technical intelligence sensor that incorporates software upgrades and modest hardware changes required to support the Global MD mission. Cobra Dane provides early detection, acquisition, tracking, and threat object classification in support of Global MD. Its data can be used for interceptor and ground-based radar queuing. Cobra Dane is similar in size and appearance to the UEWR, but only has one radar face. The Cobra Dane radar is a multi-mission radar that is capable of supporting homeland defensive operations. The Cobra Dane radar is located at Ericsson Air Station on the island of Shamia, Alaska, in the Aleutian Chain. Its location allows detection of IRBM and ICBM launches out of North Korea. Its primary mission is information collection, but it has been upgraded to provide ballistic missile track data when the system is queued. It provides target acquisition and tracking information, allowing it to detect RV-like objects, giving the system the ability to classify objects. Cobra Dane is a highly reliable phased array radar owned by Defense Intelligence Agency. Long-range discrimination radar. The mission of the Leader is to provide persistent long-range mid-course discrimination and precision tracking against long-range missile threats originating in the Pacific Theater in support of Homeland Defense. It is an organic element of the GMD system designed to enable conservation of GMD GBIs. This radar contributes to the layered architecture to defend the United States from limited ballistic missile attacks from rogue nations. The Leader is located at Clear, Alaska. It has a solid-state radar designed to track ballistic missiles and discriminate RVs from decoys and other objects. It provides fire quality track data, enabling the fire control system to develop more precise fire solutions. Maritime domain. The sea-based sensors provide data to Global MD elements for queuing and engagement. The sensor's data allows various Global MD elements the ability to track, discriminate, and assess incoming missiles. Aegis BMD and SBX are the sea-based sensors, providing high resolution for medium to long-range threat missiles and enhanced target acquisition. These sensors send data via the BMD communications network for early warning, target classification, Aegis BMD, target discrimination, SBX, engagement data, external sensor queuing, and target impact point estimates. Aegis Ballistic Missile Defense. The Aegis BMD weapon system is equipped with the AN-SPY-1 radar, is an S-band phased array radar system on the Navy Aegis Ticonderoga-class cruisers and the Arleigh Burke-class destroyers. Aegis BMD ships concurrently provide long-range surveillance and tracking capability to support BMD engagements. The Aegis BMD weapon system, configured with the Standard Missile 3, provides intercept capability against SRBMs, MRBMs, IRBMs, and ICBMs. The short flight times of MRBMs, coupled with Aegis BMD forward patrol location, gives a TEW comparable to the THAAD weapon system. Aegis BMD is a forward-based element supporting Global MD. It can receive cue data directly from other sensors, and it provides target classification information to designated fire control and C2 elements. The Aegis BMD needs to be in proper position to be effective, as the ships are particularly important for early detection and engagement of ballistic missile threats overflying large bodies of water, such as the Pacific Ocean. Aegis BMD can carry out organic, non-organic, or cued engagements. Organic engagements use the ship's AN-SPY-1 radar to develop ballistic missile track data. Cued acquisition of the AN-SPY-1 radar enables launch on remote with track data from another Aegis ship or other elements. This provides the capability to conduct mid-course exoatmospheric engagements against threats and provide cueing data to designated fire control and C2 elements. To take full advantage of launch on remote capability, an Aegis BMD ship must be in a position where an interceptor can affect a threat. The AN-SPY-1 radar provides target information during the boost and early mid-course phases of a threat missile. The antenna array consists of independent antennas providing wide-angle coverage. AN-SPY-1 data provides the fire control system sufficient target information to launch GBIs and cue other Global MD elements. The AN-SPY-1 can achieve acquisition of the threat through autonomous search using pre-planned search sectors, cueing from national sensors, or cueing from other Global MD elements such as AN-TPY-2 FBM system or other Aegis BMD ships. Once acquiring a threat, the Aegis BMD continues to track the target to the maximum extent of the AN-SPY-1 radar, or until manual operator action is initiated. Once the threat is beyond the radar tracking capability, the Aegis BMD continues to report the track with degraded accuracy using predicted track position errors or until manual operator action. Planning for use of Aegis BMD elements to support homeland defense requires additional considerations compared to other Global MD elements. As a mobile multifunction maritime element, there must be consideration given for ship location, logistical support, AMD protection, C2, and mission priorities. Sea-based X-band radar. The SBX radar is a state-of-the-art advanced X-band radar placed on a former ocean-going oil derrick. The SBX vessel is government-owned and contractor-operated with full sovereign immunity. The X-band radar is a discrimination class system that includes the stabilization platform, radar, radar support equipment, a SATCOM terminal, and has the capability to both classify and discriminate objects. The SBX is able to track, discriminate, and assess incoming missiles. It greatly increases the ability of Global MD to conduct strenuous operations and realistic testing. Its mobility allows it to reposition to provide operational forward-based coverage as needed, or relocate for optimum support of the test program. SBX provides mid-course cued target search, acquisition, track, classification, discrimination, hit assessment, and in-flight interceptor data communication support for Global MD. SBX transmits collected data into the GMD communications network operations if it is in position to detect an actual IRBM or ICBM launch. The SBX platform is a semi-submersible, twin-hulled, self-propelled vessel designed for stability in high winds and sea states. With the mounted radar, the SBX towers more than 280 feet from its keel to the top of the radome. The main deck houses living quarters, workspace, storage, power generation, bridge and control rooms, and the floor space and infrastructure necessary to support the X-band radar antenna array, command, control, and communication suites. Space domain. Since ground-based sensors cannot observe a target that is obscured by the curvature of the Earth, space-based systems are needed to provide initial detection, target characterization, and track information. SBIRS satellites use infrared detection, heat sensing technology, to track a ballistic missile from launch through fuel burnout of the booster. The SBIRS constellation provides space-based surveillance, missile launch detection, warning data, and track data to initiate Global MD operations in support of attack assessments, cueing of other sensors, and engagement planning. The SBIRS constellation provides the initial ballistic missile launch detection with continuous worldwide coverage. Information detected by SBIRS satellites are relayed to the SBIRS Joint OPIR Planning Center, where it is injected into the GMD communications network and routed to various operation centers and fire control systems. SBIRS provides an estimated launch location, estimated launch time, missile type, and predicted point of impact. The SBIRS data provides initial indications of a launch, enables threat assessment, and cues other systems to begin searching specified locations for a threat projective. As SBIRS sensors detect an infrared heat plume from a ballistic missile launch, the satellite transmits infrared data to SBIRS Joint OPIR Planning Center. The feeder ground stations receive direct downlinks to generate feeder missile warning reports and disseminate messages to the force. To support the Global MD mission, the SBIRS Joint OPIR Planning Center generates and transmits quick alerts, boost reports, state vector, and covariance information to the GMD communications network. Battle management elements. Global MD uses a combination of shared and dedicated components from multiple services to accomplish the joint objective of destroying an incoming RV before it impacts United States homeland. The battle management elements are essential to detect a ballistic missile, track the missile, calculate its trajectory, launch an interceptor, and send updated track data to interceptors until it successfully engages the ballistic missile warhead. Command and control, battle management, and communications. C2BMC is neither a fire control system nor an IAMD C2 system. C2BMC system is a ballistic missile battle management and engagement coordination tool used at the strategic and operational levels and at the tactical level, where sensor managers use it to control the AN/TPY-2 FBM system. C2BMC is a suite of hardware and software applications that facilitate planning, monitoring, and coordination of BMD engagements across the global MD community to enhance the defeat of ballistic missile attacks and provide situational awareness to leaders. It provides BMD-related engagement coordination and battle management tools with the worldwide communications connectivity required to link all global MD elements. C2BMC provides the foundation for conducting campaign and contingency planning for Global MD in accordance with JP5O. System overview. All BMD elements are tied into the Global MD system through the C2BMC. The situational awareness and battle management provided by C2BMC supports the complex execution of the Global MD. C2BMC is deployed at the strategic and operational level and provides a persistent integrated ballistic missile picture of the global MD status. Many C2BMC workstations are fielded at combatant commands, Joint Air and Space Operations Centers, the National Military Command Center, and a variety of other organizations responsible for implementing AMD. C2BMC components are deployed in host centers with infrastructure and communications interfaces with BMD elements and external systems. C2BMC has three major BMD functions the Global MD community relies upon. Each of the individual functions depend upon data at all levels of the system. C2BMC has three major functions. C2BMC Planner, a software tool to support efforts of the staff planner, situational awareness, battle management. C2BMC communicates with sensors and weapons systems to establish an operating picture of global MD, transmit threat missile launches, and enable the successful negation of those threats. C2BMC interacts with external elements to share information for more effective planning and to leverage non-BMD elements to respond to threat situations. The C2BMC system is comprised of the hardware, specialized software, data, and communication architecture that links all BMD elements into Global MD. It provides commanders and staff with the capabilities to plan and maintain situational awareness. C2BMC processes source track data from all sensors with interfaces to the C2BMC system. It correlates the data to produce individual system tracks, which are displayed on an integrated ballistic missile picture. C2BMC missile track data includes state vectors and discrimination estimates that account for the information provided by the source tracks from the different sensors. System interfaces. To be effective, C2BMC must communicate with external systems. External system interfaces include those with GMD, some OPIR sensors, Aegis-BMD via gateway, Global Command and Control System, and other C2BMC nodes. Link 16 is a nodeless, high-capacity, multifunctional, secure, and jam-resistant TDL designed for the exchange of fixed format and voice messages using the Joint Tactical Information and Multifunctional Information Distribution System, or equivalent terminal. Tactical Information Distribution Systems and Multifunctional Information Distribution System use time division multiple access architecture that employs channel sharing based on an assigned time slot from the divided signal to provide multiple simultaneous shared communications. Since Joint Tactical and Multifunctional Information Distribution System is an ultra-high-frequency system, units that are utilizing this system must be within line of sight of the transmission. The Joint Range Extension Application Protocol is an Army system that supports the TDL message format and is the foundation for joint range extension of Link 16 and other TDLs to overcome the line-of-sight limitations of radio terminals such as the Joint Tactical Information Distribution System and Multifunctional Information Distribution System. It allows the unit to overcome the existing limitations of Link 16, enabling tactical data to be transmitted over digital media and networks originally designed for tactical data exchange. Joint Range Extension Application Protocol allows the Theater BMD mission to be fully supported. Sensor management. The sensor management function of the AN-TPY-2FBM system is performed by a sensor manager. The sensor manager has operational functional control of the AN-TPY-2FBM system using a C2BMC workstation. Sensor managers are responsible to initialize and configure the sensor, manage mission profiles, focus radar emission activities by selecting pre-designed mission profiles and search plans, monitor operational status of the system, provide early warning and queuing data to other elements, optimizes the radar's performance in support of the AADP. Note, refer to ATP 3-27.5 for additional information on C2BMC. Command and Control, Battle Management and Communications Planner. Unity of effort through planning is essential to accomplish the global MD mission, and it plays a critical role in effectively engaging ballistic missile threats. The C2BMC planner capabilities lay the foundation for global MD engagement and management operations. It is an independent, common BMD planning tool providing collaboratively planned, coordinated, optimized, and integrated analysis for BMD elements. It is used to initialize the C2BMC node with the approved defense design. The C2BMC planner enables coordination of multiple theater defense designs into a larger regional defense plan. It can analyze defense designs to identify gaps, weaknesses, and overlap of sensor coverage in Blue Force designs and compare them to actual and future threat scenarios. It assists in optimizing sensor coverage and weapon systems placement before deploying an element. During campaign and contingency planning, combatant commands use C2BMC Planner to assess potential threats' ballistic missile courses of action and draft coordination strategies. It can create branches to the current defense design to represent different courses of action based on events such as an emerging threat or a degraded or destroyed sensor. It can publish its plans to allow other users to access and download an individual defense design or an entire defense plan. The C2BMC planner integrates with Army's AMD workstation and the Navy's Maritime IAMD planning system to provide information exchange with Aegis-BMD Planner. The capabilities may not be utilized in a standard manner or synchronized across all with other planning systems across all combatant commands. Situational awareness. Situational awareness is critical for understanding enemy actions and defending against ballistic missile attacks. Situational awareness capabilities are designed to provide an integrated view of both theater and strategic level operations. The defense designs and integrated sensor information form the basis for C2BMC situational awareness. The C2BMC maps with three-dimensional track data overlays provide global MD awareness to operators and decision makers via real-time processing and display of missile trajectories. C2BMC establishes a common view of global MD, display threat missile launches, and the interceptors employed to successfully negate those threats. C2BMC provides situational awareness of active defense elements and response operations. The situational awareness screens provide engagement status and engagement coordination messages that enable the AADC and Deputy AADC to maintain situational awareness of specific threat engagements, launched interceptors, and peer-to-peer coordination between designated global MD elements. C2BMC computes and displays the kinematic access of contributing elements and weapons. It also displays the coverage sector and remaining TEW for each global MD element. C2BMC generates the data for multiple real-time reports with time-sensitive information to support operational analysis and decision-making. The operations capability, known as OpsCap tool, improves situational awareness of all elements by containing options to filter sensors, weapons systems, and communication links within the defense design to perform rapid planning and analysis based on real-world element outages, predictive analysis, or scheduled outages. Battle management. Battle management facilitates the integration of capabilities and addresses planning in support of global MD operations. It recognizes the importance of integration and collaboration of all global MD elements. Battle management functions support cross-AOR integration and synchronization of active and passive IAMD. Battle management functions provide situational awareness, fosters conservation of interceptor inventories, more efficient use of sensors, and minimized cross-sensor interference. Battle management consists of the deliberate planning and employment of BMD elements and rules of engagement to enable effective and efficient execution of sensor tasks, engagement monitoring, and directed engagements to defeat attacks while conserving system resources. Battle management functions include all the activities that support control of the global MD elements during operations. Those functions include the creation of a global MD integrated ballistic missile picture using the source track data provided by element, the distribution of global MD track data throughout the architecture, the management of global MD sensors, the conduct of engagement planning, and oversight of engagement operations conducted by the global MD system. Integrated Air and Missile Defense Battle Command System. The Army's IBCS is a common C2 capability that will be resident in all Army AMD forces from platoon to the AAMDC. The IBCS hardware and software support scaling and tailoring of mission-focused force packages for the Army's integrated AMD system of systems. IBCS provides a network-centric approach, integrating different systems or sensors and interceptor components to present a holistic view of Army AMD systems across the theater of operations. IBCS is the common integrating fire control element that provides the functional capabilities to control and manage the Army AMD systems, sensors, and interceptors. IBCS is interoperable with certain elements of Global MD and is the Army's gateway into the Joint All-Domain Command and Control, known as JADC2. Each Army system, sensor, and interceptor platform will have an interface module, which provides the capability for distributed battle management functionality to enable network-centric operations.